This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Are you suspicious of someone because what they're saying doesn't add up? There's an online tool that can help you within minutes. Confidentially search millions of public records to find out more. Go to truthfinder.com to uncover their secret past now.
All right, the Astros are started here at Daikin Park, and they are in a 0-0 game as Framber got into a little bit of trouble in the first inning. And the ball found left center field, but that sucker didn't find Altuve. Altuve went and found the ball.
Yep,
is what happened there. Someone texted in, Altuve with a good catch. Good thing he caught that puppy. I saw Jake, the center fielder, who clearly has it, if he's calling it. And Jake is screaming it down, and Altuve just cuts in front of him last second and catches the ball.
Luckily, Altuve's got a little higher catch point than Jake. That would have been a collision.
Yes.
They go about it a little different, don't they?
I thought they were going to run into each other, man. I said, oh, my God, no. I thought they were going to run into each other. But, hey, right now, man, it ain't about pretty, baby. It's about however that ball and out is recorded, and they can pull that off. So 0-0 after one, and Christian Walker had a nice good swing, hit it right to the shortstop. So 0-0 the Astros as they're taking on the New York Mets, and we will keep you updated on that as we continue here. Altuve, boy, that's gonna be fun all year long. We're watching that or at least however long. That hangs on. All right, Clint, the Texans, as we get closer and closer to the draft, and hell, April's coming up, so that means that's really, really close, right about being right up on that. Now that we've kind of seen how this offseason has gone, right, they've made a lot of moves at the tackle position, a lot of moves at the O-line position. They've added a couple of veteran guards, not sure if they're starting caliber, but veteran guards in Tomlinson and Ingram. They've added Christian Kirk. They had maybe some issues at the safety position. They added Gardner Johnson at the safety position. They have done some things. Justin Watson, receiver position as well. Now that we've kind of seen how the free agent portion of it up to this point has shook out for the Texans, now we get to the draft. Where do you want the Texans to go now? Where is it?
This is easy for me. I look at it, and I'm going to preface this by saying I think they go get a guard or a center or somebody that can do both in free agency. Like they're not done there yet. So with that being said, it's very, very easy for me to say I want the Texans. Let's talk about their first two picks, right? I want the Texans to go speed big time, right? With one of those picks, whether it's wide receiver or running back, go speed, speed, speed. You got to add speed to this this starting lineup. Or maybe not starting lineup, because obviously if it ends up being a tailback, it would be a third down back. It would be a package back, not somebody that takes priority over Joe Mixon. But that speed is what I'm talking about. Whether it's the first, second, or third round pick, somewhere in that range, we need two of those three to be speed. The other place, interior defensive line. I would like to see the Texans add somebody that has a high ceiling potentially in a plug and play, heavy rotational position, that the spot where you draft them, you could potentially draft an absolute game changer, a monster, a guy that just changes the makeup of that defensive line immediately. So I would go one of the speed positions, if not both, in the first three rounds, wide receiver, scat back, add speed offensively into the middle of the defensive line, get you a dog that may be a game changer.
You know, how I felt the whole way is I did not want them, especially at 25 where they are.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
To draft an offensive lineman and expect a rookie to come right in. Not to say rookies can't play. I just felt from the jump how dire the situation was to get a not just a veteran, but a good veteran, a good player that you don't have to worry about, at least. But now, Clint, I feel like they've backed themselves into a corner that they may have to do that, right? Like, I feel much better about Titus Howard at a guard. If it's opposite, like, somewhat better than or potentially better than Laken Tomlinson, right? Like, or whatever it is. Or even Juice playing at that spot. I would not love both of those spots being guys that one is a center and one is a drafted center and one is a drafted right tackle. Right? That was what your plans were. So but I feel like they backed themselves into a spot where I feel like they may have to take one.
They may have to.
Like they may have to take one because I don't know, maybe they're still talking with guys like Brandon Scherff, but it feels like they maybe that kind of stuff would have been done by now.
Right, gotta like be. They got to be talking. It just I cannot let myself think that they're done. I cannot let myself think that they are going
done
to
free
risk
agency wise.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You don't believe the thought is, all right, man, maybe we really like Tyler Booker. There's somebody in that second round that we can get.
D'Amico can't do it. I could see where the scouting department, Nick Caserio, may think that, but D'Amico can't let it happen. We watched that approach with Juice Scruggs. Didn't work. We watched that approach with Kenyon Green. Absolute failure. Right, it is hard, and first of all, you'll have to use your first or second round pick on that guard, first of all, because that's the caliber player we're talking about. Secondly, you would have to do what Nick Caserio hasn't done in Houston, which is pick an offensive lineman that can play immediately, and that just scares the hell out of me.
That's a big reason why I didn't want it to have to come down to this. But it feels like in a dream scenario, it is. Go get a speed outside threat. Like, to me, that would be the thing that I was hoping they would put themselves in the position to do that. But Clint, I they're backed into it right now, right? Yeah. Like, their starting guards right now are either Juice Scruggs and Titus Howard or Tomlinson and Howard, like one of those. Like, those are their guards. I feel like they've backed themselves into this point.
They have, but they still got a little bit of money. There's several interior offensive linemen out there that I would get stoked about. Will Hernandez, Dalton Reisner. I'd even like the old head, Brandon Scherff, you talked about. I think some of those guys possess some of the approaches to the game, approaches to offensive line stylistically that D'Amico would like. So I'm still holding out hope that happens.
Yeah, I hope so. Speed would be the hope for me. Like, that would be the hope. If they did do something to help the interior three, then to me it would be like, go aggressively attack speed. And I'm talking like from a wide receiver position, preferably at 25, go attack speed. That to me is, I was hoping, if I'm a Texans fan, hoping that the Texans would put themselves in a position where they can really attack that. And I think they are close to it, but guard is the only thing. I think they've done well enough to at least add a second spot person in Christian Kirk at the receiver spot. They've added to the secondary. Now it's obviously the tackle position, but now obviously the interior, they've got to do something there. But speed would be the big thing. All right, coming up, as we'll continue, keep you updated on opening day. You ain't got to go nowhere. We'll let you know what's going on here. And little turds list. Yes, Tyler is out, but don't worry. We will continue the tradition of the turds list. That's coming up next.